KJAN Sports.
It's time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Atlantic's Lexi Reynolds competed in the state swim meet this past Friday and Saturday in Marshalltown. Reynolds swam in the preliminaries of the 500 freestyle and the 200 freestyle, but didn't qualify for the finals in either event. The top 16 times from the prelims advanced to the finals on Saturday. Reynolds went 28th in the 500 freestyle with a time of 5 minutes, 30.32 seconds. Reynolds was 27th in the 200 freestyle prelims, posting a time of 2 minutes, 2.05 seconds in that meet for Atlantic. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its 2020 All-District Volleyball teams yesterday. Here's a look at some of the area place winners on those All-District teams. In Class 1A, the Southwest District, a whole bunch of players from around the region made that list, including Allie Petrie of St. Albert, Tara Peterson of Stanton, Lauren Williams of St. Albert, Rachel Drake of East Mills, Emily Williams of East Mills, Paige Smith of Sydney, Kenna Howard of Fremont Mills, Gretchen Wallace of Glidden-Ralston, T.J. Stokes of Lennox, Maya Urban of East Mills, Brooke Adams of Stanton, Taylor Bauer of Cam, Marley Johnson of Stanton, Jenna Stevens of Stanton, Isabel Inman of Southwest Valley, Jaden Smith of Arweva, Anna Kelly of Griswold, Chloe Parkus of Coon Rapids Baird, and the district coach of the year was Angie Lance of St. Albert. The Class 2A Southwest District team included Macy Van Fossen of Underwood, Peyton Cook of Underwood, Presley Pogge of Tri-Center, Zoe Russ of Underwood, Miranda Ring of Tri-Center, Corinne Bond of Nottoway Valley, Ella Myler of Missouri Valley, Stella Umphreys of Trainer, Ava Hiltz of Missouri Valley, Maddie Lewis of Trainer, and the district coach of the year was Paula Carmen of Underwood. Also in the Class 2A Central District, among those who made the All-District team, Chloe Largent, Audrey Stowe, and Kylie Young, all of ACGC. The Class 3A West District team included Lexi Johnson and Chloe DeVries and Abby Jones, all of Red Oak, along with Ashlyn Bating of Kemper Catholic, and Alyssa Derby, a senior from Atlantic, also made the 3A West District team. Angie Montgomery of Red Oak was named the District Coach of the Year. Class 4A West District included Ellie Scarborough of Glenwood, Madison Haverman of Lewis Central, Grace Bowles of Glenwood, Josie Ayala of Carroll, Brinley Arnold of Glenwood, Ella Collison of Carroll, Ashley Hall of Harlan, and the 5A West District squad included Kayla Schlieffman of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Well, University of Iowa senior defensive lineman Zach Van Valkenburg has been named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week following Iowa's 35-7 win at Minnesota as the Hawkeyes retained Floyd of Rosedale for a school record sixth straight year. That announcement was made Monday by the Big Ten office. Van Valkenburg is a Zeeland, Michigan native and earns his first career weekly honor. It's the second straight week a Hawkeye has earned their first career weekly award by the Big Ten. Van Valkenburg posted 5 total tackles and 4 solos, including a career-high 3 sacks for a loss of 15 yards. His 3 sacks are the most by a Hawkeye since A.J. Epinesa registered 4.5 sacks against Nebraska in 2019. Van Valkenburg was a key cog in the Iowa defense that nearly posted a shutout against a Minnesota offense that entered the contest, averaging over 36 points a game. Van Valkenburg is second currently in the Big Ten in sacks per game and 7th in the conference in tackles for loss per game. Iowa's now 2-2, and they'll play on the road at 0-4 Penn State Saturday. That game starts at 2:30 in the afternoon. We're on the air with the pregame at 12:30 Saturday afternoon. Well, number 5 Texas A&M will not play for a second straight week. Saturday's home game against Mississippi has been postponed because of lingering issues with COVID-19 within the Aggies program. That game could be made up on December 19th. That would be the day of the SEC championship game. Well, the stretch run in the Big 12 Conference is set to begin as the 17th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones return from a bye week to host Kansas State. At 5-1, the Cyclones sit at the top of the standings, while the 4-2 Wildcats are still in the hunt for a spot in the league championship game. ISU coach Matt Campbell calls it a typical K-State team.
For me, the starting point is just the attitude, the effort, the intensity that continues to reside as a fabric of what makes Kansas State football such a great football program.
Campbell says Kansas State's success begins with effort.
How they play, the way they play, and the consistency they play with is what sticks out first and foremost. And then you supply that with some really good football players in on offense, defense, and then obviously the success they have on special teams. It's exactly what you'd expect from a K-State team.
The Wildcats have won 11 of the last 12 games in the series, but the last five have been close. The average margin of victory is just over 4.5 points.
You have one place that's been set in stone for the last, 15, 20 years, and you have another place where you're trying to build it from the ground up. So, I think it's two vastly different places, trying to close the gap to become a lot more like the other place.
K-State opened the season 4-0 in the Big 12, but they've lost two straight.
We knew this was going to be a grind. We knew this was going to be a battle, and we played pretty decent 2 weeks ago and had a chance to win, and that's what we told our guys we have to do. We have to get games in the fourth quarter, grind them out, and find a way to win. We've been able to do that a few times, and we weren't last week. So I think the mindset's still really positive because we see improvement and continue to get better.
That's Wildcat coach Chris Kleeman. He says a victory would be a huge boost to K-State's championship game hopes.
Our focus is just trying to play a terrific Iowa State team on the road, and they're playing really good football. And so we can't get ahead of ourselves. We just got to attack the process on a daily basis and make sure that we have a great game plan and the kids are focused and ready to play on Saturday.
He says Iowa State running back Breece Hall is as good as he's seen this year.
Powerful runner, great hands, can pass protect, doesn't get tackled with an arm tackle. It's multiple people that got to bring him down, and I just think he's had a phenomenal season.
He says Iowa State has been pretty successful this year, largely because of that offensive ability. That game coming up on Saturday, and the start time on that contest set for 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Well, Kirk Cousins threw for 292 yards and 2 touchdowns, and the Minnesota Vikings overcame a 104-yard kickoff return touchdown by Chicago's Cordarrelle Patterson to beat the Bears 19-3 last night. Cousins won for the first time in 10 career Monday night starts, hitting Adam Thielen with a 6-yard TD early in the fourth quarter to put Minnesota up 19-13. The Vikings hung on for their third straight win. They also snapped a 4-game losing streak against Chicago. Bears quarterback Nick Foles got taken from the field on a cart in the game's final minute after landing on his right throwing shoulder. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs signed Andy Reid and Brett Veach to contract extensions that will provide added stability by keeping the most successful coach and general manager combination in franchise history together well into the future. The Chiefs declined to announce the terms of the extensions Monday, although it's likely that Reid or Veach was not going to be going anywhere. They built a juggernaut together, reaching back-to-back AFC Championship games and delivering the Chiefs their first Super Bowl title in 50 years last season. And at 8-1, they're in good position to defend that title this year. The Iowa basketball team is focusing on its schedule and not the preseason expectations. The Hawkeyes enter their season ranked 5th in the AP poll, but still have not announced an opponent for their expected opener on November 25th. Here's senior Luca Garza.
For me, it's just kind of a focus on day-to-day. We're trying to improve as a basketball team every single day, so that's my main focus. We'll play the games when they arrive. So for me, that's not really a focus. I think every day, our team is just trying to get better.
There's even uncertainty surrounding when and where the NCAA might be held.
There is a lot of uncertainty about, everything. When you see all these other teams and you see people saying that this season should be delayed or whatever the case may be, but I think the main thing we can try to do as a basketball team is just to focus, on improving ourselves until that day comes and we're playing another team. So, that's my mindset right now.
The season was canceled prior to the Hawkeyes' first Big Ten tournament game last year, and junior forward Joe Wieskamp says that provides motivation heading into this season.
I think we have a lot of unfinished business that we wanted to come back for, and we have a lot of talented guys in this group. So we're looking forward to the opportunity and trying to make the most of it and do something special for this Iowa team.
Wieskamp says a loaded Big Ten race helps keep them keep their expectations in check.
And realizing that every game is going to be a battle, whether it's non-conference, you see the type of teams that we're playing in non-conference. The Big Ten has great teams from top to bottom, so we got a lot to prove, really. The preseason ranking doesn't mean anything. And we got to come out and prove it night in and night out.
Sophomore guard C.J. Frederick says they're anxious to get the season started.
As a team, we just kind of have been saying, not to get too high or to get too low. We're just excited to be playing basketball again. It's been a long time off. Just to be out there again with our brothers, with our teammates, playing the game we love, we're extremely excited.
Iowa's released the dates for two non-conference games, December 8th at home against North Carolina and December 19th against top-ranked Gonzaga in Sioux Falls. And the NCAA says it plans to hold the entire 2021 men's college basketball tournament in one location to mitigate the risks of the coronavirus. It's in talks with Indianapolis to be the host city. The Final Four is already set to be held in Indianapolis next year. The association said it's relocating early round games that had been scheduled for 13 cities across the country. The NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Committee says hosting all 68 teams in one place will be safer. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.